The Visiting Teacher, Believing and Enduring. Much of our spiritual well-being depends on our ability to develop and exercise faith in the divinity of Jesus Christ. We do this in very individual ways, gaining testimony, line upon line, precept upon precept. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, Verse 12. As Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles explains, we're all at different points in this process. Hence, to some it is given to know. To others it is given to believe on their words. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verses 13 through 14. Ensign, May 1991, page 89. While we are in the process of growing in our faith in Jesus Christ, we can find strength in the testimonies and examples of others. Prominent among those to whom we can look are the early pioneers of the church. He that endureth in faith and doeth my will shall overcome. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 63, Verse 20. 150 years ago, the faith of the Latter-day Saint pioneers was tried in extraordinary ways. President Gordon B. Hinckley tells the story of Ellen Pucelle, whose parents were baptized in England in 1837. After saving for 19 years to finance their journey to America, they became members of the Martin Handcart Company. Ellen was 9 years old at the time. Her sister, Maggie, was 14. Unforeseen delays prevented the Handcart Company from reaching the Salt Lake Valley before severe winter weather descended on them. Low on food, the company pushed on until exhaustion and cold began to take their toll. Between 135 and 150 of the Martin Company alone perished along that trail of suffering and death, said President Hinckley. Among them were Maggie and Ellen's parents. It was in these desperate and terrible circumstances, hungry, exhausted, their clothes thin and ragged, that the survivors were found by the rescue party. The two orphan girls, Maggie and Ellen, were among those with frozen limbs. Ellen's were the most serious. The doctor in the valley, doing the best he could, amputated her legs just below the knees. The surgical tools were crude. There was no anesthesia. The stumps never completely healed. She grew to womanhood, married William Unthank, and bore and reared an honorable family of 6 children. Moving about on those stumps, she served her family, her neighbors, and the church with faith and good cheer and without complaint, though she was never without pain. Her posterity are numerous, and among them are educated and capable men and women who love the Lord, whom she loved, and who loved the cause for which she suffered. Ensign, November 1991, page 54. Latter-day Saints throughout the world today give thanks for noble pioneers like these who left us priceless examples of faith in Jesus Christ and endurance in living His gospel. We cannot endure on borrowed light. While we are building our own testimonies, the assurances of others can be bridges of belief to sustain us on our journey. Ultimately, of course, we each must have our own testimony. Otherwise, we will not endure in faith to the end. President Harold B. Lee said, "Our number one responsibility is to see that we are converted. Be converted, because no one can endure on borrowed light. You will have to be guided by the light within yourself." Stand Ye in Holy Places, page 95. In what ways can we, like the pioneers, leave a legacy of faith for others? How have you been strengthened by the faithful endurance of others? What can a person do to endure faithfully to the end? Gospel Topics: Endurance, Faith, Testimony. End of The Visiting Teacher. Believing and Enduring.